Wenn ihr das am Test seht, kauft in Husmalicha. Kasher, Basar, sorry, Basar Shadimlach, Vishak de Melicha, Basar that was salted and it finished its Melicha, then it's Nasnu Achach Bekli Belo Hadacha, and you put it into a Kli without Hadacha. We had this case before. The Ramah said he put it down there just for, you know, a very short time. It's okay. However, if you put it down and, and left it there, and you smell it mitzir, and then you see that it kept on, it kept on, you know, putting out liquid. Mutter, that's okay. We don't. That's already once it's asked to shir melicha, even though it's a cliche in a manukav. That seer doesn't. That won't answer it. Nefiza basa shenafal, because the time's out. Nefiza basa shenafal soch tzir hayoytze meha basar. Any other meat, pieces of meat which will fall into this tzir, ach shashar kadi melicha, right? Mutter, because as we say, there's no, the time's gone. Yesh misha oyser, bezeo bezeo, yesh ach shalach lachila, and some say, in either case, it's also because until, even though there was sheer, it was sheer melicha, but until you stop the nikveya pleta, you stop the thing of being politzir, that's still going to have, dam, it's still going to have some sort of dam in it, and therefore we're machmir, b'chachila. And the Ramah says, no, there are those that answer it, afilu, even b'diyeved, because they hold that this tzir, the Shach says, is like shard tzir, and it's roseach, and there's still, you know, dam juice in there, or whatever dam. Then therefore it can goes back into the meat, the klipa, and it's problematic. Afilu b'diyeved k'dei klipa, right? The Ramah says only k'dei klipa, right? So therefore, if you would peel off the outside, that's okay. V'hachi nog, v'dafka mashu munach b'soch hatzir, v'mashu chutz hatzir shari. Like we had the case before, that anything that's only something which is inside the tzir. But dam is never goes up. You know, it goes down. Never, it never goes up into the piece, even with its shuman. And therefore, we're only going to ask for that which is in the tzir. Here, you know, the Ramah was machmir in the case before, but here he's not machmir because there's no. It's already a chumra. Again, we're treating this tzir as like regular tzir of dam. Therefore, the kli where that you put the thing in there and it's mali tzir, then it does become ulcer. V'cheinim haya kli choleves. So too, if you have a milch kli, yesh bo lichluch, and you know you forgot to wash out the cottage cheese or whatever, and you went ahead and you quickly threw the meat into there and it was mali tzir. Aser habasar, the meat becomes aser mitam basar b'chalav. The af the acher shim lichaso, even after shim lichaso nechshav kiroseach. That we say that the tzir is still nechshav kiroseach, and if it's roseach then it's mavliya. So it takes. So and again, it's only if there's lichluch a milchuk kli. It's not the melech is not going to go ahead and pull out the wall. Milchuk, you know, chalavi out of the walls of the kli and put it into the meat. But if there's actual be'en, if there's actual like cottage cheese or something like that there, then it will combine the melicha, the tzir maluach, will put the milk leaks into the basar, and it's going to be aser.
Is it also only
a klipa? So I'm not sure. I think that I think I'm not sure. We're gonna get into Impossible Chalav about Melicha a bit more with Shaar Yisurim. I think in general we're machmir. At least Ramaz machmir in general not to make chalukim, and we just say the whole thing by Melicha Roseach. But I'm not sure. About Imu Hesemiruba, just be Gamkein Tzarchus Mitzvah. If it's a Hesem Merubah, and you also, you have the Sus Mitzvah, you're making a Chasna, and you have a bunch of guests, so therefore they need it. They're inviting, the Rosh Yeshiva, are coming, so we have to be Makel on the Yisurim for them. I don't know, whatever. It's true, but I don't know if you have to tell them, but the Akopanim, it's a Hesem Merubah or whatever. Then you can we say that the tzir is not after Shir Melicha, like the mechaber is not roseach. Yesh lahakel v'lomer da'ach shoshar Shir Melicha l'mechshav tzir k'roseach. All right. V'lefi dvarav, ava bi shoshah basar b'melach kashir also le'echol mimenu ad shi'idichenu yafe yafe. And according to this, even if the basar sat for 18 minutes or an hour, whatever it is, it also yafe. You can't eat. You want to eat it raw, let's say, even cooked. You can't eat from it until you yafe, because we still say there's dam coming out and it's roseach and it's keli reading dam. But also lachtochimenu kodem, you can't start chopping it up to do hadacha. And if you go ahead and you use that knife, will need hadacha. We'll need the hagala, because the melech is roseach, and there's dam, and even also dukkah the sakina, also whatever, and all those things will make it that you be chayv do hagala. Hagav yish matirin. I'm nice. There are those who say, no, it is mutter to go ahead and cut with a knife after it's shoah shir melicha. We're not going to be machmir ad kadei kach. The ain melicha lekelim, because we hold ain melicha lekelim. Chayin ikr de mutter is the true sedation that the Ramah is mekel. Not me, Tom. He's machmir that, okay, in general, the seer is going to be roseach, but when it comes to kelim, you can't, it's not going to, unless we're machmir, if you went ahead and salted meat in the cliche in a manukav, because it's very salty and straight dam, and it's sitting in the juices or whatever. But stam, we don't say, if you would go ahead and you would salt two pieces, an iser and a heter, whatever it is, it wouldn't, or you salted a piece of iser in a bowl, we don't say, well, the kli becomes also. Well, sakin tzarech hadacha. However, the sakin does need, you need to wash it, achar kach, on the itza bekarka, im nisyabsha lavatzir. You need to wash off the knife from the juices of the from the tzir, or if you left it to dry, then you're going to need to go ahead and do ne'itza bakarka. You stick it into hard ground to get off the shuman. There's a discussion if you use like a steel wool or a thing that could be, that's good, that's also good. Point is that you have to scrape it well and clean it off, and scrape it off well. But filo kodem shir melicha ena iser mishum hasakin ela mishum shiyatza dam be'en. The iser is not because of duchlich sakina, and not because that it's going to go ahead and create push tzir more or whatever. Ela mishum shiyatza dam be'en al habasar. It's because by melicha dam actually dam comes out on the surface of the meat. In roitzel lahadichay. Sham hate vil also the machu sham mutter. So therefore, the issue is that if you cut it, All right, so then that on that surface, it's still being politzir, and Dan Be'en's gonna end up on the surface, and you're gonna do, I think you're gonna do shvi and do hadacha afterwards. You can put it into a bowl of water, and you have Dan Be'en, and then you have a problem. It's not because of the duk of the sakina. It's not because the force of the knife, causes an issue. The kushirotzim la'asa is. Right, it's well, if unless you do tzli, whatever. I'm saying if you want to go ahead and do melicha again in that spot, then you can do that and redo it if you want. If kshiroytzim lasas baser meliach lihiskayim laach shasha b'malcho b'kli menukov. If you want to go ahead and make, you want to make, I don't know, you want to make deli, I don't know, you want to have jerky, I don't know, whatever, I want to make salted meat, these skyim, you salt, want to salt it enough that, or it's for kium, the achra shasha b'malcho, b'kli menukav, kishir haroi, after you went ahead and you have salted meat, proper salted meat, and you want to go ahead and salt, now you want to go ahead and salt it, even more so that it preserves it. Yafe. First, you need to go ahead and you need to go ahead and wash it off well, as according to again the chachila of the mechaber. You can't. You don't just say, "Well, you know, we're just it's already salted shir melicha. I'm just going to add extra salt because that salt is balua from dam." So you need to go ahead and do hadacha first. And then you can go ahead and salt it after. I feel the klisheinim menukav. You need a klisheinim menukav. Once you do hadacha, you can salt it. You're not choshesh that, well, there's still a bit of dam left. It didn't come out. Not choshesh, and you can do it in a regular kli, and it's fine. Feel if he's far as do. Even according to the chumra shita, yeah, feel im roitzel imloch v'leachol tzli. Below hadacha, let's say you want to go ahead and salt, and you want to go. You roasted the meat, and now you want to salt it for to preserve it. Below hadacha, you were allowed to do that. No, sorry. In roasted the melacha, sorry, I made a mistake. If you want to salt, you want to salt meat before you roast it. You're planning, you salt it. Right, and then you want to go ahead and you want to make it tasty. I don't know, you put a bunch of salt on, and then you want to, and then you're gonna roast it to get the blood out below hadacha, or you roast it or you salted it, and you want to just roast it without hadacha. Either way, below hadacha, you're allowed to do that. In this case, you're not worried about. The dam which is on the on the salt which is in the melach, the dam which is in the melach which is on the basar, because the fire is going to go ahead and pull out the pull off the salt and the dam in the salt. When they are melach mean of lower dam, it's going to stop the melach from putting of being mavliya. Of insert, pu pushing the dam back into the meat. Honey, I think it means to put it back in. That's the chashash. If there's melach on the salt and without hadacha, right, I guess so. Mivloa dam from. I guess if you salted it, the case over here, it's a little bit. I think the case is the truth. It's a little bit confusing. The Lashonis is a bit confusing. I see, right? Could be what it's saying over here is you salt it for tzli, not the, and you're not choshesh that well. The salt's gonna go ahead and gonna is gonna and you didn't do hadacha afterwards. The salt's gonna have dam in it, and then. And then it's going to go ahead, and the tzli is going to pull out. The fire is going to pull out the dam, and but the salt's going to have. You didn't wash off the salt, so you're going to have salt with dam in it. We're not choshish for such a thing. Because the it doesn't stop like the fire, the ish was gonna pull is gonna take all the dam out. It's not gonna get stuck in the melach or anything like that. Again, because we're talking about a case you salted it, roasted it, you didn't wash off the salt. So it's also salt over here. And I always say it doesn't make a difference. It doesn't get it doesn't
The
the
salt wasn't bole.
the salt was not baleia, correct.
So the
But how
fire will pull out the salt from the fire will pull
well
out
all
the
the
salt.
dam the all the dam out. Right, v'hani mili b'malcho u'maleir letzi. It's a time where you salted it and then you put it up to and you put it up to roast the barbecue, whatever it is. About imsha b'malcho. However, if you left it, you know this is where you salted it and put it right up to tzli. However, if you salted it and you let it sit, hamelach bolei adam v'nesar, and this melach now becomes aser. Therefore, you need to go ahead and you have to wash it off, or, at the before you can do tzliya. Meaning, if you did melicha and you realize, you started doing melicha, I'm just going to roast it, right? So, if it was started, it had the case before. If it started being pulling a little bit of tzir, then already the salt becomes aser, and then roasting it's not going to do anything. But if you salted it and then started roasting it, then we're not choshish that I guess as the the salt's gonna be poil is gonna work together with the fire and the salt's gonna absorb dam and you can wash it off because they say the fire pulls everything out and disregard and you should disregard the salt. Right. So we're gonna get to Hilchos Tzli more in Siman Ayin Vav. Sif Chaf Aleph b'makom she'ein melach. Matsui, when there's no melach, which is matsui, right? Yitzu habasar, ad shiyazoiv kol dama v'achachiv ashluhu. I mean, it seems to be a bit more bitty that the chachila you shouldn't do tzli if you want to cook it. That's what seems to be. That's a lashon of makom she'ein melach. If you want to eat it tzli. If you want to cook it afterwards, we'll see. And I involved more. But it's saying that if you have no salt, you can go ahead and you can roast it achiyazov kol damo, and then you can cook it. Now, in order to go ahead and to cook it, the shear tzliya, the taz said that the taz the taz being the machlokas we're showing him. The Ran says it's kamaychol bedusoi, which is again shlish or chetzi, which is barely we would say is barely edible. The Rashba says it has to be v'ruy l'chi'ah l'roiv bnei Adam, which is at least chetzi. It has to be at least chetzi cooked. Now so you have a question. You want to have a roast or a steak, and you want to have it rare. So is that I like it very rare. Is that okay? It could be according to the Ran, it would be okay. And Michael ben Dusai, I don't know. According to the Rashba, it has to be something which most people will eat, which then has to be medium rare or something like
What's
that.
the case here? It was roasted first?
No, roast. You want to kosher it by roasting.
You don't have any salt.
So that you're kosher. This is hechsher tzli, right? What do you do with the hechsher tzli? So therefore, the question is, how much do you have to go? What's the shear to matter it? How well done does the meat or the chicken have to be? Right, so what shear is that? What's the shear? Right,
You don't want to dry it, you don't want it to burn.
so that's also the gear for liver, for anything, whatever. So
You want to infer from this that the chatzpila is supposed to do malicha versus tzli?
no, if you want to cook it afterwards, I'm questioning. Well, I got to get to Ayin Vav. Says
I thought he was eliminating, saying there's no substitute for salt. That's what I thought he was
right,
saying.
it's saying makom she'ein melach matzui. You don't have salt, and you want to cook it, so then you can go you then you can roast it. If you want to eat it roasted, I don't think it, I don't think it's a problem. The question is here, you want achach yivashlu, you want to cook it, and the question is that maybe if you cook it afterwards, is that good enough? Is it not? Is it going to pull them all
Well, if you're
out?
not going to cook it, you could make it even
I
less.
don't know, because that's
You
I don't th I don't think
lost
I
the understanding. It was the dam that started coming.
If it's well, the Michael ben Josai means that. What do you mean? The
according to the Rashba, if you did it just kamata ben Josai, can you eat it like that? Is there a problem?
It's a problem. Yeah, it would be. Oh, if you want to eat it without bishul, I'm not sure. I'm not sure. I'm making a diuk. I'm not sure. Well, again, the dinim are more in ayin vav, so we'll get to more. Here is just touching upon it, but here the Taz talks about the shir tzliya and the shir tzli. So that, but the Taz says, really, the thing you should is the marshal. You should go ahead and you should that you it has to be that it's dry on the outside. I mean, it's not still dripping. It's not still dripping. It doesn't have to be burnt. So therefore, you know, even if it's a big piece of meat, but as long as it's not, you know, a thick roast, well, as it's not, you know, it doesn't mean you brown it. It doesn't mean you flash roasted and you know, and it means brown and browned. It means that it's not dripping anymore, and that would be a sign that there's no more dam coming out, and that you could be samachan. So even if you want to go ahead and eat, therefore, if you want to go ahead. And that's the task that you should be knowing. So therefore, if you want to go ahead and you want to have a very rare steak or whatever, you shouldn't go ahead and you shouldn't just, you know, roast it. You would need to go ahead and you should do melicha and then roast it. again, b'di'evid, there are different things or whatever, but that's the shear, is that it's not dripping anymore. So by liver. Again, by liver also, we'll see about, you know, roasting liver later on, but also it's the same idea. There has to be that the ash was that was pulling up that you see at the dam stop. Fine. Ayin. Molchim harbi chatichas zu agav zu. You are allowed to go ahead and to salt a bunch of pieces of meat with one on top of the other. Aval bishatachtona gomeris. Even if, let's say, the bottom piece is smaller and it stops being pulled before or down before the top one, and maybe the dam from the top one now is going to go into the bottom one and aser. We don't say that it's bolayed from the top piece of meat. Because it keeps on being pulled tzir. Even if it's not pulled down, but it's pulled tzir. Because man shapoletis tzira ain't a bolas. As long as it is being pulled, it's the tzir is coming out, then it's not boleya, it doesn't absorb from another dam from another piece of meat, but or anything else. Even if it's kabit harbi tzir, but only beguma shebeina chatichos. Even if a lot of tzir, there's like a depression in the meat, and there's a whole bunch of tzir sitting on top of the bottom one. Mutter, b'medvar amurim b'maleach basar in basar. That's what you're doing, basar in basar. But feel the basar shor in basar gedim and talaim, even if it's basar shor, which takes longer, and or with, you know, sheep or, you know, with you know, whatever lamb. But feel im oifos, even with chickens. Sheir shalahem ligmor kol pleitas tziran ad sheigmor basar shor liflo yizdamo. Because we say that it doesn't, that all the tzir is still going, it's not going to absorb. If there's a spot where there's a depression or whatever, and you see that tzir is gathering, so you should go ahead and flip it. Don't worry about it. In the factories, you know, there's like a conveyor belt that takes like a half hour for it to go, and it flips it, like flips it, and the chickens and stuff, and whatever, they all get turned over. As they're going, chaticha shemalach oisah beishtei pa'amim muteres. If you salted a piece of meat twice, it's okay. Velo chashinam she melach hasheni mavliya adam anishar mimelicha harishaina. We don't say that it's going to go ahead and absorb from the original melicha. We'll stop here in the middle because it's a long sif.
Yeah.